Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
There have been a series of pro-life, pro-family, and pro-religious liberty decisions coming out of the United States Supreme Court. We're going to talk about one of those today on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Barber. Joining me again is Daryl Edwards, president of Liberty Counsel Action. A couple weeks ago, Daryl, the Supreme Court ruled that so-called buffer zones around abortion clinics are unconstitutional. The unanimous decision, and get this, Daryl, a unanimous decision.
Yeah.
That, I mean, we're talking radical leftists like Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Kagan. Elena Kagan, Sonia Sotomayor, ruling that these buffer zones are unconstitutional. The unanimous decision prohibits states and localities from banning crisis pregnancy center sidewalk counselors from offering help to hurting women entering an abortion clinic. The court overturned the Massachusetts District Court and the First Circuit Court of Appeals, which found that the law did not violate the First Amendment. What these buffer zones tried to do was push these sidewalk counselors off the sidewalks, public property, way, way away from the abortion clinic, where they could really not have any access to visit with, to talk with women who were likely going in to kill their unborn child. So there have been a number of great victories in the last couple weeks at the Supreme Court, but this one, again, is huge.
Well, I like it that, as we said earlier, that the Supreme Court is going back to interpreting the Constitution as it should be. They've dusted it off, and they've recognized that the Bill of Rights still exists, in this case, especially the freedom of speech. Recently, I was in I was in Williamsburg, and this case reminded me of that there was a gentleman who was portraying the reading of the Declaration of Independence, and he was right on the street, and he was reading it out loud and citing all the ills of the King of England. And I thought, well, that's our history. That's where these cases came from. That's what we used to do. And thankfully, the Supreme Court remembered that.
Well, the case is McCullen v. Coakley. It brought together pro-life and pro-abortion justices alike, gathering around, to their credit, Daryl, and we've got to give credit where credit is due, gathering around the fundamental precepts of the United States Constitution that freedom of speech is sacrosanct. And Chief Justice John Roberts Jr. wrote, quote, "Petitioners wish to converse with their fellow citizens about an important subject on the public streets and sidewalks. Sites that have hosted discussions about the issues of the day throughout history. Respondents assert undeniably significant interests in maintaining public safety on these same streets and sidewalks, as well as preserving access to adjacent healthcare facilities. But here, the Commonwealth has pursued those interests by the extreme step of closing a substantial portion of a traditional public forum to all speakers. It has done so without seriously addressing the problem through alternatives that leave the forum open for its time-honored purposes." Very well said. And this thing was a slam dunk all along, as evidenced, again, by the fact that it was a 9-0 decision.
Yeah, and they cited that many other states have found other alternatives, but Massachusetts apparently didn't appear to try to do that at all. You mentioned the First Amendment being sacrosanct. I think what this shows is it shows that liberals, led by Patrick Duvall, the governor of Massachusetts, and Attorney General Coakley, they believe abortion is sacrosanct. And it's just a difference in priorities, and they put that ahead of the First Amendment.
Well, don't we see that so much? Well, there's a freedom of speech, there's freedom of religious expression, freedom of association, freedom of the press. As long as all of those freedoms happen to agree with our philosophy.
Exactly.
Otherwise, we'll do everything we possibly can to quash all of those things, to quash the freedom of religious expression, to quash freedom of speech, freedom of association, and yes, even freedom of the press. You'll recall going back when the Obama administration was going to put monitors in the media rooms across the country. I mean, that was chilling to think that they would even imagine for a moment that could be acceptable. But that's what you get from the left.
Which is why we refer to Obama as the lawless president, we've said, and we believe he doesn't respect the Constitution.
No, he doesn't. And you know, Darrell, I've often said that the United States Constitution was created within the framework of the Judeo-Christian tradition. There's simply no question about it. The vast majority of our founding fathers were Christian. There were some deists, some theists, some potentially agnostics. You know, people they cite Paine as being an atheist or an agnostic, although you read some of his writings and he refers to God and the creator of the universe and so forth. So even their go-to guy is an atheist. It's dubious. Our Constitution was created within the framework of the Judeo-Christian tradition to operate within harmony with that worldview. Now, these secularists, secular progressives like Barack Hussein Obama, the Constitution is a hurdle. It becomes an encumbrance to their agenda because it runs afoul of the Bill of Rights of the United States Constitution. They have to impose their will because if they engage on the merits, they lose the argument. And the vast majority of people disagree with their radicalism, so they have to get around the United States Constitution. So here we see, at least to a certain degree, our checks and balances here in the U.S. and the wisdom of our founding fathers working out with these checks and balances and the separation of powers. We need these checks and balances, particularly when we have a president who scoffs at the separation of powers.
For years we've all kind of been guilty of complaining about the court legislating from the bench. But thankfully, this time they've realized that there are separation of powers and that they know how to make decisions to rein in an executive branch, which has really gone rogue.
You know, and the left will accuse us, too. They'll say, oh, it's judicial activism if it's something you disagree with, but if it's something you agree with, you're all for it. Well, that's partly true. It's judicial activism when it clearly runs afoul of the clear intent of the founding fathers from a constitutionalist standpoint.
Exactly.
That's judicial activism. When they happen to be working in harmony with the Constitution and interpreting the Constitution as it was clearly intended by our founding fathers, well, yeah, of course we're going to agree with it because it's a strict constructionist approach to the Constitution, which is frankly built into the Constitution, not this living, breathing idea that the Constitution is whatever we say it is. Forget what the Constitution actually says or what our founding fathers believe. That is it's judicial activism when they act as if the Constitution doesn't even matter.
Well, the Constitution is our measuring stick, and that's what the court's job is, to use it as a measuring stick to apply it against laws so they're not just arbitrary. And it can be changed. Obviously, it was designed to be amended, but there are high hurdles to doing so for very clear reasons. Otherwise, you develop into anarchy.
Well, that's exactly right. So again, freedom of speech and the First Amendment prevail in the McCollin v. Coakley case, you know, and as you pointed out, you said something very profound. You said that abortion is sacrosanct. It's almost religious to these people, those on the left. It's like a rite of passage for the radical feminist to have her abortion, and they worship at the altar of choice, this euphemistic idea of choice. It's almost a religion.
And you can't just single out when you have a sidewalk counselor. If they were to single out abortion, then they basically ban anyone from speaking at all.
Well, it's just anything that we believe is sacrosanct, and if you're going to speak to that, we're going to try to figure out a way to shut you down. That's how the left, you know, acts. That's what this law sought to do. The Supreme Court said no, we're having none of it. So a number of great victories in the United States Supreme Court, but the fight doesn't stop. We have to keep pressing on. Standing firm for truth, for religious liberty, for life, for the family. Go to lc.org to help us accomplish that goal, lc.org. Also, folks, we really, in order to be able to do what we do at Liberty Counsel, we have a number of clients who are like these sidewalk counselors. We've had clients in the past, the Pine case, other cases where they were being persecuted by this Obama administration directly, by the Holder administration here, that in the Department of Justice. We have stood up for those individuals. We have won in court, but we're only able to do it because of your gracious generosity and the gifts. We do it all pro bono. We don't charge our clients for what we do. So your contribution to Liberty Counsel is how we are able to stand in the gap for these individuals and defend life, to defend the natural family, and to defend religious liberty. Go to lc.org to find out how you can become part of Liberty Counsel's ministry, become a Liberty Counsel partner. lc.org or 800-671-1776.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.